Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Something Terrible Happened Last Night, written by Sam Blake and read by Roisin Rankin. And who is that? Sitting on the sofa in the 50-year common room, Jess leaned towards Frankie, muttering under her breath. The blonde girl who had just flounced in was standing in the doorway, as if there was a camera on her, pausing to see who had turned around to look at her arrival. Her red and brown checked kilt was about 4 inches above her knees, and her false eyelashes, Frankie could hear her eldest brother's voice in her head, looked like two spiders had died on her face. Frankie couldn't believe it was the first day of school already. The 3 month summer holiday had gone past in a flash. It didn't help that she'd spent most of it working in the hotel rather than hanging out at the beach. But now they were back and beginning the Leaving Cert syllabus, leading up to the biggest exams of their lives. Exams that would, apparently, decide how their lives would turn out forever. Fun. This morning Frankie had messaged Jess to say that she was meeting her cousin Sorsha at the dart station and they could walk up to the school together early. Getting in early meant they managed to bag the lockers they wanted, which was actually huge. Last year there'd been a plumbing crisis at the hotel, and Frankie had been late in on the first day, ending up with the only free locker, one at the bottom in the middle that you could never get to because everyone else was always standing in the way getting their own books. It had been a nightmare the whole term. Now, lockers sorted, the three of them were ensconced on the slightly moth-eaten sofa, waiting for everyone else to come in. Sorsha had thrown a blanket over it just to be sure nothing crawled out before she sat down. It had had to be fumigated over the summer, which had been the first big news on the Ravefest confession site, though the creation of Ravefest itself was definitely the biggest news of the summer. That is Ruth Meany, head of the Mean Girls, Frankie said, out of the side of her mouth, as, leaning on the open door, one hand on the frame, Ruth scanned the room to see who was in ahead of her. Frankie reckoned Ruth always wanted to arrive last, so she could make a grand entrance. Ruth's eyes fell on them, and she took a step inside.
So, who do we have here, Frankie? Introduce us, please.
Frankie smiled but could feel it didn't reach her eyes. She'd tried really hard over the last few years, but Ruth was very hard to like. It didn't matter who you were, she always found something bitchy to say about you. When Frankie had discussed it with Ollie, he'd said it must be cold and lonely at the top of the mountain, and if Ruth needed to look down on everyone to feel secure, then Frankie should feel sorry for her. She was still working on that.
This is my cousin Sorsha. She's moved from King's Academy to do the leaving.